Hazinu Hashemayim V'Adabeiru for Yom Kippur. For Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur, we read all the Tochos. Generally, we read Hazinu. Not generally, it depends. If there's a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then we read Hazinu before Yom Kippur. Otherwise, if there is no Shabbos, then we read Hazinu par Shabbos Shuvah. And Hazinu Shemayim V'Adabeiru is Moshe Rabbeinu's final tochocha to Klal Yisrael. Hazinu Shemayim V'Adabeiru v'sishma ha'oretz imrefi. Yarov kamot elifchi tizal katal imrosi. Kisir malei deshe, kiviv malei esif. He's saying, going to be saying some harsh things. And he says, Hazinu Shemayim V'Adabeiru. Shemayim v'aretz, you are my edim. And I'm giving this tochocha to Klal Yisrael. Rarov kamoto lichi. The Torah that I've given to Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch. Now, how do we view the Torah? As some overwhelming burden? The most beautiful thing in this world that gives you the most pleasant life in this world. What's your attitude towards that? Zuhi eidu shetoidu. This is the Shani Omer b'fneichem Torah shenasati Yisrael. The Torah I gave to Klal Yisrael. She chayim lo olam. Go to a part of the world where there is no rain, there is no life. Torah is like rain and tau. It gives life to life. Kamota hazeh, like rain, shuchayim lolam. Torah is not incidental to life. Torah is life. A life without Torah is not a life. That's what he's saying. Keviv malayis. That's the introduction. If you feel that you can't keep the Torah because Torah is an overwhelming burden, you don't understand what life with Torah is, what life without Torah is. Now, Torah sometimes may be hard. Torah and its Kabbalah's all mitzvahs we have. Mitzvahs are in all. It's not always easy. But if you understand Torah, even that all is a beautiful all. It's a wonderful thing. And then there's an interesting pasuk. Ki shem Hashem ekra hovu goda lelokeinu. So Rashi tells us one pshat, the Gemara in Yuma. Ramban quotes here the Gemara in Brachas. But let's see what Rashi says. Let's see what Ramban says. And let's see why the two Gemaras don't contradict each other. When you hear the Shem Hashem, now, what does that mean? Every time you hear the Shem, some people say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. It's not what the Gemara says. We're talking, and this is on Yom Kippur, when we talk in the Avodah, the Konim Ha'om, the high point of the Avodah, the high point of the Avodah. Klal Yisrael is standing there. The Kohen Gadol is standing there. And he's announcing, and he says, the Shem HaMforash. What was the response? When they, at that high point, confronted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're standing HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Vidui. And so, Baruch Sheng for Malchus Kavod. It's Gemara in Yuma. It's a Ramban. It's Gemara in Brachas. He gives the mitzvahs that the, he counts the Tariq mitzvahs, those mitzvahs the Rambam didn't count. Tzivonu lehodos l'shmo yisbarach. We have to give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Eish, and Yikra, by Torah, whenever we learn Torah. Al HaTovah HaGdol, why? HaTovah HaGdol Shosolono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an unbelievable thing. Besito Toroso Eilenu. He gave us the Torah. Hodianu, and he told Hamaisim Haritsuyim Lefonov, those things that he likes, wants us to do. Shubahem Ninchal Chaye HaOlam Habo. He says, you know, this Olam Hazad is Olam Hab. Go figure out how you're getting to Olam Hab. No. Rosh Baruch Hu says, you want to get there? Very simple. I'm giving you all the rules. Ubishlishi Shal Brachos, the third parak of Brachos, Amru. Minayin lebirkas haTorah, lefonehu min haTorah, shenema ki shem haShem ekra hovu godel elokeinu. It's a mitzvah asay. Rotzu lilmo, and the Gemara wanted to learn birkas hamazon from birkas haTorah. How do I know I should make a bracha before I eat? It says, lefonehu shiyum min haKal v'chomer. Ma Torah sheina tuna bracha lachara. Torah doesn't need a bracha afterwards. Tuna bracha lefanelho. Mozon, shetom bracha lachara v'nisht. And she know. Derech hapiruch. Ma la Torah shekein chaye ho'olam. I eat? Yes, I eat to survive. Without eating, I can't live. But what gives chiyus to the entire world? My lina Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. What to do? Yes, we have what to do. But also how to be Zocha to Chayilam Haba. And when we see what an overwhelming gift that is, you say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave me such a gift and I'm going now to do it. And that's Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu. I confront HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Limud HaTorah. Otnan. Hola mizeh comes out of the Gemara. Birkato lofonehu mitzvah sesei deraisa. Now, maybe it's part of mitzvah limud haTorah. He says, no. Birkas Bikurim is not what I bring Bikurim and I say thank you for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the gift you gave me of Eretz Yisrael that I can bring these fruits to. Two separate mitzvahs. Do you understand? Now, the unbelievable gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to learn Torah and find out how to lead our lives properly. So, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godelokim. So before he begins anything, he says, I want to tell you, this Torah is an incredible thing. This is life, is the most beautiful life. And if you sit and learn it, get to Lamha. That's the introduction to the entire Torah. And Mara says, why certain people they don't say Berakas HaTorah. Why there's Golos, why there's a lot of things. So, the Mefarshei Shulchan Aruch say, what does that mean? It means it's a very simple thing. If you understood well what a gift it is, the ability to learn Torah, you make a bracha. You understand? If I eat an apple, I make a bracha. An apple's an apple. Learning Torah. You wouldn't make it bracha. It means you don't appreciate it. And that's how we begin. Next, Hatzur. There's evil in this world. Tom and Paula. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Created a world that if you listen to the rules, everything goes perfectly. If you listen to the rules. Kichol Droch Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo tov. Nothing ra comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, with that in mind, the Rambam explains, we see evil in this world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu causes everything. So the Rambam gives a marshal. Let's say I'm sitting at a table. I want to destroy the table. I can take an axe and destroy the table. Or I can remove a leg and the table fall and crash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cause evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has a protective cover around Klal Yisrael. And what does he do? He removes that protective cover, and a lot of evil people, and we'll see it, who take advantage of that and cause evil. Lo bon of Mumon comes from his children. Hal Hashem take all his house. This is how you treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halahu avicha kanecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He created us, he created Klal Yisrael. And how did he create us? What did he do for us? Tzchoyim also, look at the history of Klal Yisrael. El Yor Goyim, Hafrido B'nei Odom, Yatzev Gulo Samel Mispar B'nei Yisrael. So the Sefri says, Medrash. What does it mean, Mispar B'nei Yisrael? There are 70. Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim with Shivim Nefesh. Against that, there are 70 nations. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was setting up the 70 nations, he had 70 malachim in Shemayim. Each nation has its malach. And after he finishes one nation that was left without a malach, I'll take them. What does Chazal want to tell us? Every nation has its own culture. Every nation has its own history. Every nation has its rise and its fall. And there are laws of history. Back in the 1950s, there was famous English historian Arnold Toynbee. He had this whole big theory of history. He was one of the leading historians of the time. How nations rise and fall, it explained everything. Then he came to one nation, Klal Yisrael. It doesn't fit. So he declared the Jews are a fossil in history. It doesn't fit. People went crazy. You're not a fossil in history. What difference does it make? What he said. But he's saying nothing except what Chazal tells us in this passage. There are rules of history. Each nation has its rules, its culture. They go up, they go down. Spain was once a mighty nation, and it became a country. Without insulting our English brethren here, England once ruled the world. Well, it's a country. Etc. But Klal Yisrael keeps going. Why? Ki chelek Hashem amo, and the Paul's are going to get to it later on. Yaakov Chevamat. Because our history isn't run by any malach, by natural forces. Our history is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's beyond nature. He created us in the Midbar. And he took care of us. So Rashi here says, Uncle says one thing. It's talking about Mana Mashiach. I say it's talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's both true. What's Rashi telling us? What is Hashem Bodo? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Klal Yisrael, brought him into a midbar. What did they do for food? They had one. What did they do for water? It came out of a rock. What did they do for clothes? It happened by itself. They grew up with clothes. What did they do for shelter? There's not enough COVID. Just turn it off. Then all they need to take care of, beneath them, in front of them every day. You didn't have enough. You had too much mon today. You can't leave it for tomorrow. It's gone. Every day you had to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to give it to me today. And every day the mom was there, Shabbos was double. The water was there. Everything's there. And they saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving it to them Beinayim for 40 years. Hashem bodo yanchenu, ein imo el necho. No other force, no other power. No other power in this world. They saw clearly Hashgacha Pratus on a daily way. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something very interesting. You know, Moshe, at the end, take a little bottle, a little flask, put one in it, and you'll keep it in the base of Mikdash. So people see where their parnosa really comes from, just like I took care of them then. It's a little more hidden because we're going into natural life. And then what did he tell us? Every year, once a year, 7 days, go out, remember, never forget the Hashgacha Pratus that took care of us in the middle. Never forget that. Because that tells us where our parnosa comes from today. And then when we came into Eretz Yisrael, we left Mitzrayim with Bezus Mitzrayim. And what they didn't have much to spend it on in the Midbar. They're in the Midbar. So Risharim said the different merchants used to come. They used to buy things. Their food they didn't have to worry about. Their clothes they didn't have to worry about. Their shelter they didn't have to worry about. There's nothing to spend money on. They weren't taking vacations anyway. Then, as they're about to come into Eretz Yisrael, they conquer Sichanog. Unbelievable. You see, unbelievable amount of money. They come, every Jew walked into Eretz Yisrael, they're full of money. Gvira Madira. Now, and it was very clear, Nisim Gdol comes from HaKadosh Baruch. And then he bring him to Eretz Yisrael, recognize where it comes from. But then, you bump into the biggest problem in the world, called human ego. I did it all myself. Ayishman Yeshua Vayivat. To recognize that life is one matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and He takes care of us. And He worries about us. And He's there for us. And it all comes from Him. And I'm not in control and He's in control. For a person to keep going on with that, no. It's very hard. And that's the nisayon of life. Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. And then Avodah Zarah, there are all other forces in this world. There's this force, there's that force, there are other Avodah Bazarim. And then HaKadosh Baruch gets angry at us. Aspa Alemo Rohos, Chitzaya Chalabon. Mechut, and all sorts of things. Amarti Afehim. HaKadosh Baruch gets fed up. I'm giving you everything. Recognize where it's coming from. It's a very important Ramban. No, I can't do that, Kodesh Baruch Hu says. And the Ramban here is a beautiful Ramban. Ramban says, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world, created a human being, designed this human being with an neshama should connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And knowing, it's not so easy. But he gave one nation the job of representing him in the world, carrying that message to the world. And he guaranteed that that nation would always exist, and the Torah would always exist. In last week's parsha, what did we say? It'll be at the end of history. And all the disaster that's going to happen to us, happens to us. The answer Hashira Hazos Lefon of the Aid. And you look at the Torah and say, it was all predicted. And then this is probably one of the most important psukim in the Torah. The Torah will never be forgotten. And Rashi says, it's a bracha. It's also. Harizu haftoch li Yisrael, shen tov mishtakachas mizarom. No matter what, remember 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when COVID broke out, and yeshivas were closing. Who knows what's going to happen? People said, what's going to be? I said, oil can send a rose, rabbis for tzoro, so on sahar, shirat zos, the fun of liyeh, hilos yishachach. It was interesting. 2 years ago, Elul, we began learning. The yeshiva couldn't be here in Yerushalayim. We're in Achziv. In the Nishfuas, in Dharma. And then, I was thinking, that point learning Shavuos, I had a note, I had a copy of a notebook that 100 years before, when my grandfather and Rebbe Zichron of Rocha were learning of communist Russia under all the Radifas, they also learned Shavuos Nadarim then. The communists were trying to eliminate Limud HaTorah, they took most of the Sfarim, they had a few Sfarim left, Gemara Shavuos, Gemara Nadarim, or nothing. And communism calls and goes. And here, 100 years later, what am I doing? I'm learning the same Torah, same Rashi, same Tosafot, same. And 100 years before that, their grandfathers were learning. 100 years before that, there. And one continual Limud HaTorah for 3,500 years, Kilos Yishachach Mipizara. And everything that happened to Klal Yisrael, Kilos Yishachach Mipizara. And then, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael will always exist, and the Torah will always exist. Because that, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for the world, we're here to represent Him to the world. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, there's the Torah in this world, and that is our job. We'll see more as we go on. Now, if Klal Yisrael would just look at Jewish history, Luchoch v'yaskilosos, Yovino lachos. The biggest Musa safe is Jewish history. People want to know, how do the Germans round up Jews? And they have all sorts of lumpus. They don't read Chumash. Eicha yidof echot elef eshnayin yunisu lefafa. Why is it that in the midst of the Holocaust, the Jewish attitude was helplessness? So they have, it's a godless mentality, it's a this. They don't read Chumash. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Klal to Klal Yisrael, He also created a certain mentality in Klal Yisrael that enabled it to happen. So the Pasuk says, Luchach Mugaskil, just wake up. Look at what happened. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu just then said, I'm selling you, I'm getting rid of you, I'm just abandoning you. Now, does that excuse the ones who did it? We said in previous parashas, "Utsu'uhu chayus rabos fitzoros." Kadosh Baruch Hu has a protective shield around us, and when He withdraws that protective shield, there are a lot of wild animals out there in the world who are going to take advantage. But they're evil, and they'll be punished for that evil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables them to take all their evil out on us to wake us up. It said, Li nokom v'shilein ve'eis yomut ragom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take His nakama and punish them. Ki korov yomedom, ki yodin Hashem amo v'al avodov yisnecho. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the nations of the world and going to judge Klal Yisrael. Listen to what it's saying. Ki yire ki osas yod. When we see there's nothing to depend on. The efes otzav otzav. And then we'll turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu when there's nothing. The Gemara says, for B.S. HaGoel, things will look so crazy. There's nothing to defend except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes when I read about this madman in Moscow, now he's throwing atom bombs all over the place. So what's going to be? People have to turn. There's nothing except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here there's a very interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Rambam says, at the end of days, Klal Yisrael will do tshuva. It's machlokas in the Gemara. If the Gula come with tshuva, the Gula come without tshuva. In the end of days, when history will spin out as we see it happening in front of our eyes today. So, Rambam says, has to be true. It's my focus in the Gemara. Gemara says, according to the man Amar, who says, Ein Yisrael Nigolam Melo B'Tshuva, so what's going to be if Klal Yisrael don't do Tshuva? Mamer Aleim Melch Kosher Kamer Rosh Abal Korchem Losen Tshuva. The situation will be so bad, Klal Yisrael will say, oh, now we have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam passes like that. The Ramban says here, no. At the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Gula even without Tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point will reveal himself Ru'uato. Ki ani ani hu ve'enu lo kimi modi. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula, at the end of days, it will be so clear that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it that everyone will jump up and say, Ru'uato ani ani hu ve'enu lo kimi modi. There's no other power in this world. Ani omos ve'echya. So Rashi says, "Nigoyim amo, ba'osan zman, shabchu ovdei chacham Yisrael." The goyim will say, "You know, look at Klal Yisrael. We destroyed them. We did everything." And Klal Yisrael stayed nemet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same Torah throughout 35 years of unbelievable persecutions, that no other nation survived. The godless of Klal Yisrael, because we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's always that group of Klal Yisrael that's hold on to the Torah, that's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's representative to the world. And he's going to take revenge. Sometimes people have, when the war in Ukraine, whole country is being devastated. Russia's being, who knows? Who are the biggest anti-Semites in all of Europe or the Ukrainians? And after that, the Russians. And that's going to be the end of this. Klal Yisrael will survive. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula and it'll be clear to everyone. Oz Yomu Vagoyim. We now see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Klal Yisrael. He should protect us. And this is Moshe's final thing. But then, let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu's final words to Klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Ayova Moshe. So, and what does Rashi say? Back in Hashem Bodo Yonchenu, there are two bookends of history. One is 40 years Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. The other is the Zman of Bias HaGoah. Those two bookends of history, the Hashgacha protest becomes absolutely clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world down to its final detail. In the middle, he tells us it's true. He gives us remembrance that it's true. But he expects us to see it if we just open our eyes to it. Expects us to see it. Then Moshe Rabbeinu has a final message. Vayavo Moshe, Vaydabris kol divrei Hashira zos v'oznehem, hu v'hoshi Rabbeinu. Vaychal Moshe ledaber es kol advarim v'eilo kol Yisrael, vayomar aleihem. This is his final message. For v'zos ha'brocha. Simu levabchem, pay very careful attention. To everything I've told you until now, that means from Bereishis Bara Elokim down to Hazino. Pay very careful attention to what he said. It's called Divrei HaTorah Hazos, the entire Torah. Then the final pasuk. Kilo dover reik hu mikem, ki hu chayech. What does Rashi say? Lo lechino matem yegeyim bo, ki har beschar toli bo. There's not one letter, word in the Torah that's empty. The Torah is so full. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to learn Torah, it is just full, every word. And so why should we learn it? First of all, don't think it's a nothing. It's the deepest chokhmah that exists in this world. There's not one empty letter, there's not one part of it that's not unbelievable depth. Kihu chayechem. That is your life. Limud Torah is not an extra thing. Let's go on to real life. It's not, no. Real learning Torah is life. We say it every day. Kihem chayenu v'arachemenu. Uvadova hazeh to the limud Torah tarifun yomer ahoadomo asher tam ofun. We say every day, Kehem Chayenu, we Orif Yamein. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. In Lamadat Torah Harbe. You learn a lot of Torah. Al Tachsik Tovah La'atzvacha. Don't take me credit for it. Kilkach Notzat. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you as a Jew and put you in this world. Don't say, you know, an unbelievable achievement. My heart beats 75 times a minute. No. It's not an achievement. That's what life is. If it didn't beat, you wouldn't be alive. And that's what, in the very beginning, what does Rashi say? This is life. This is real life. Limud HaTorah. Kiyum HaTorah. That's what life is. Everything else is a means to the end. But that is the end. It's very end. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's final statement. Now, it's interesting. What is the last nevuah given to Klal Yisrael? As nevuah is retreating from Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klal Yisrael, this is the last thing I'm telling you about life. Learn Torah, it's not empty. It is life, and it gives you Arichus Yavam. The last nevuah Malachi said, given to Klal Yisrael, as nevuah is retreating. What does he tell him? Zichru Torah Moshe. At the time of the Chorban, when the Histalkos Hashrina, what does Yirmiyahu say? Kumi Roni Balayda. So how do we replace that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We had with Nevu, we had a Beis HaMikdash. How do we replace it? Kumi Roni Balayda. What does it say in Masech Tatomit? It's talking about Lima Torah Balayda. The Rosh HaSmor Zabruch Hu learned late tonight, Shivchit Kamayim Libech. Pour your Hanashom in it. Nochach Bnei Hashem. We prepare for Yom HaDin. And we're not living in easy times. Every day, you know, I wake up in the morning and I look at the news, the world still exists. It doesn't exist. I've lived throughout the entire confrontation between Russia and the United States. The world has never been as close to self-destruction as it is today. We have a man who's fighting war. He can't win, but he can't lose. Has his back again. And as much as he declared, whatever he declared, he lost a major battle yesterday. And his top advisor says, we don't have a choice. Nuclear. So a time at a time that the world is hanging. And at a time that very dangerous. It's a very dangerous time. And people say, oh, Mashiach coming, yes. Remember Mashiach coming, let's say, Bo Yom HaShem HaGodah V'Hanorah. And Ki Yodin HaShem Amo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the Russians for all their persecutions. Going to judge this one. Every nation is going to judge. He's going to judge everybody. He's going to judge us too. So we're preparing for one Yom HaDin at a time of unbelievable danger. A year ago, people didn't, when they said, we daven, Dabadinos b'yayom ha'yisulacher v'yisulashalom, who thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzar din last year in Rosh Hashanah, there will be a war between Russia and Ukraine. No one thought in those terms. Daven, it's a very nice niggin, nice tune. You don't like this tune, you got a different show with a better tune. Abadinos ba yama ezel acher ve ezel shalom. Uprios ba yipokeilas ki umachav malas. Being very dangerous time. It's a Yom Adin. And that Yom Adin, not a simple Yom Adin. How many tens of thousands of people have been killed as a result of this? How many lives have been destroyed? It's a Yom Adin. In each one, it's a din. So, as we approach it, Yom Adin, we read Hazinu. And Hazinu begins, interesting. It's the two bookends of human history. The 40 years in the Midbar and Zman HaBias HaGolah. And at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring about a Geula such a dramatic way everyone will see it happening. And after that, there'll be an unbelievable recognition of HaShgacha Pratis, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And in the meantime, if you open your eyes, you're going to see it. And if you're stupid and you're possessed by ego, you don't see it. But before those two bookends of history there, is a mitzvah to recognize the Torah is the most, is life, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our opportunity to learn Torah. That's how we begin. Kishem HaShemek Ramban said, Gemara and Bracha says, we confront the Kodesh Baruch Hu through Torah, Hovu Godo Elokeinu, the Birkas HaTorah we say every morning. And at the end he says, Simu Levavchem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Zuchol HaShanim Etzachis, come to what I'm telling you. Ki Lo Dov HaReikhu Mikem. It's not something empty. Ki Uchayechem. It's not, okay, he took off a year or two, now you get on to life. No, Torah is life. V'adov HaZeh Yarichun Yom, and it's Orich Yomeinu. And just so we don't forget Moshe Rabbeinu's last statement to us, as Moshe Rabbeinu, the connection we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu departs, he says, we repeat it every day, Ki heim chayeinu v'orech chameinu, and therefore, v'hem ne'ge yom v'layla. As we approach Yom Adin in a yeshiva is a group of people together. It's a tzibur. We don't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yechidim. It's very dangerous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at me, you did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. No. Probably the Tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at a Tzibur, the Schus of a Tzibur. That's the importance of coming together, davening as a Tzibur, learning as a Tzibur. Special Schus as we approach the Yom HaDin. Yemei Tzashem as we approach the Yom HaDin. In very, very dangerous times. Who knows what tomorrow brings? So, they just want to use small little nuclear weapons, like the ones that destroyed Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Not too big ones, like they have. Just the little ones. I always remember from my father was in the army in the Second World War. And wherever he was, when he would always find a place to spend Shabbos. And we could eat and have a Shabbos. Once he was deployed near Richmond, Virginia. So, yeah, Talmud from Richmond, Virginia. Found, there was a Richmond, Virginia there, was a Jew who was, learned in yeshivas in Europe. He was there, he was the sheikh, he was the moel, he was Judaism there. And he was sitting talking, my father said, and Shabbos said, you know, it says in Svarim, the end of days, the Kol Harach will be so great, the Kol of destruction will send day, in 1 minute, you'll be able to destroy millions of people. My father said, listen, I just finished all the courses and munitions in the army. There's no such thing. Of course, my father was in the Pacific about to be deployed, the invasion of China, Japan at the time, when they dropped the atom bomb. He remembered. It says something in Chazal. We're living in very dangerous times. The Kol Hara was unbelievable. Went through COVID with the Midas Hadin was unbelievable. And we're approaching Yom HaDin. Very, very serious times. and approaching Yom HaDin HaGadol VaHaNora. It's time we take life very, very seriously. Very seriously. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zolcha B'din, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should all have a Gmar Simetoyve, but the lessons of the Parsha are very powerful.